Hey, this is DK, and you're listening to the DK Speaks podcast, where we discuss actionable and implementable tips and tricks to run a successful online business. After you listen to this episode, head over to dkspeaks.com for all the show notes and resources to help build your business. Hi, this is DK, and welcome to episode 7 of the DK Speaks podcast. Some of you had sent me some feedback on my earlier episodes and had asked me to make this podcast a weekly affair. Now, I just wanted to let you all know that I am working on it, and we might soon get into a weekly frequency for this show. Until then, we'll have to continue with what we are doing right now, which is a fortnightly frequency. So you should be able to see one episode of the DK Speaks podcast every 2 weeks. Moving on to today's episode. So in today's episode, we are going to discuss about blogging and how to publicize your blog posts and get it the required attention. Let me start by asking you a question. What is the first thing that you do after you have published a blog post? Do you work on promoting it? What is your strategy to build traffic to it? There are a lot of blogs that create extremely good content, but there's very little that they do to promote their blog posts. It is here that they make the biggest mistake. Now, their posts go unread, and there is very little traffic that they're able to generate to these posts and to their blogs. So in this episode, we are going to discuss about the 8 most important things that you need to do immediately after you have published your blog post in order to get it the required attention and in order to drive traffic to them. So let's start. Okay, so before you hit the publish button on your post, there is one critical thing that you need to do. It is optimizing your post for the right keywords. I always recommend that you write the title of your blog post at the last. In doing that, you'll be able to write a headline that gets attention, and at the same time, you will also be able to optimize it by using the right keywords. Head over to Google Keyword Planner tool and do a quick research for the keywords that are relevant to the topic of the blog post that you've just written. Doing this is pretty simple. Just enter the seed keyword into the tool and then research for relevant keywords. You will get a lot of keyword ideas from this tool. But what you need to do is, you can just note down about 5 keywords with the maximum search volume and with medium to low competition. Once you've done that, head over to Google and enter the first keyword into the search box. Now, as you enter the keyword, Google will start suggesting search terms. These are the terms that are being searched by a lot of people according to Google. You can use these terms for the title of your blog post. Another way to do this is by looking at what other terms are being searched on Google. Now, you can do this by scrolling to the bottom of the search results page, where you will see a lot of these suggestions. Again, these are the terms that are being searched for by a lot of people according to Google. So, it is good that if you can use them in the title of your blog posts, because it will make your blog post stand out and will also help you in ranking your posts in Google, primarily because these search terms are long tail keywords. It is easier for you to rank for these long tail keywords, so this strategy works extremely well for ranking your posts in Google. Second thing. The second thing to do is to ping the world and let them know that you've published a post. WordPress has an inbuilt pinging solution, but I somehow feel that it isn't enough. So what I recommend is head over to pingomatic.com or pingo.com and enter the details of the post that you've just published and click on ping. You can select from a wide variety of services there. I would recommend that you select all of those services and just click on ping. Once you've done that, these services ping all of these relevant directories so that they know that you have published a new post. The third thing to do is to syndicate and bookmark your content. Syndication is a nice way of publicizing your content to your relevant audience and to other relevant websites in your niche. Now, there are a lot of bookmarking sites that have a very high authority, and syndicating to these bookmarking sites will also help you build backlinks and authority for your blog and your blog posts. Syndication services like Outbrain, Zemanta, Taboola, etc. are extremely powerful when it comes to promoting content, because these services promote related content on high traffic websites. So if you can run small campaigns with these services in order to build an initial impetus to your blog post should see the initial attention required from all of these high traffic websites, which will in turn generate a lot of traffic to your blog posts. You can also use services like onlywire.com or socialadr.com or even SociSynd service to syndicate your content to all the primary social bookmarking sites. Now, services like SociSynd is a crowd syndication service, which means that you can get your post bookmarked and syndicated by a lot of people. So these services work in a way that you go ahead and syndicate or bookmark content from other people to your profiles, and in turn, what they do is they go and bookmark and syndicate your content to their profiles. Now, this is very powerful because there can be a chain reaction, and you will find a lot of bookmarking for your blog posts if your content is worthy of bookmarking. Now, some of these services even lets you set up an RSS feed, which helps automating this entire process. So once you've set that up, you will not even have to look back again. Go ahead and everything will happen on an automated format. Moving on to the fourth thing. So the fourth activity to do is with Twitter. Now, Twitter was a big thing when it launched. You would have seen a lot of courses that promised to teach you how to generate a lot of traffic and a lot of money using Twitter coming out in the initial couple of years that Twitter came into existence. But as everybody and his dog flocked to Twitter and started spamming the site, the hype died. Today, you will find almost 90% of the tweets that you see on your timeline are overly promotional and very few people read them. Yet, Twitter is still a very good source of traffic if you do it right. Now, you need to develop a sound strategy to promote your content on Twitter. One essential ingredient of this strategy is to identify the times that your audience is the most engaged and then push your content to them at these times. You can use a service called as Follower Monk to find out when your audience is the most engaged. Now, depending upon that, you can schedule your tweets. But you need to make it a point that you tweet the post that you just published at least 4 to 5 times on the day that the post was published. You can use a service like Buffer to schedule your posts. In fact, what I recommend is that you import the schedules directly from Follower Monk into Buffer. That is a service that Follower Monk offers. You can take advantage of this offer and import the schedules directly into your Buffer app and schedule your post, the post that you just published, to be posted at least about 4 to 5 times onto Twitter. Another important thing that you need to keep in mind is on what you're tweeting. Don't tweet the same thing again and again. You might want to customize and change your tweet so that audience or your followers see a new tweet every time. Add a hook to the tweet so that your audience is compelled to click through on your tweet and visit the post to know more about it. Also ensure that you're using relevant hashtags in your tweets. What I recommend as a very effective strategy is in using images. Since Twitter allows uploading images, you can create a couple of nice little images using a service like Canva and then use this in your tweets. Twitter has an option of pinning a tweet to your profile page, so you can use this to pin the post that you just published to your profile page so that it appears on top of all your tweets. Moving on to the fifth one. Now, the fifth one is again related to another social media site, which is Facebook. So this is to post about the article that you just published to your Facebook page. Now, if you have a decent amount of followers on Facebook, you can ask them to share and like the post if they enjoyed reading it. Don't be shy of asking. Just ask them to share it if they like the post or if they enjoyed reading the post. Now, there are some very important aspects that you need to keep in mind, though. The first one is that you need to carefully craft your status updates. Once again, create a nice little hook. A teaser for the post, which will compel your readers to click through to your post, is what is advisable. Don't just post a text update. People tend to post the title of the blog post to their statuses and think that people will click on that and come to their blogs. But that doesn't happen. Instead, write a couple of sentences. Create a nice little hook, a nice little teaser to the post that you published. And also create an image using Canva just as you did in Twitter and post this image to your status update. Graphics and images work really well. So this is a very nice strategy to gain attention of your followers and of your audience. And once you've done that, your sentences or the hook that you've written should prompt your audiences to click on the link and go to your blog post to read more about it. Just as in Twitter, highlight the post and pin it to the top of your page. Facebook gives you this option, so take advantage of this option as well. Okay, so now we are on to the sixth one. Create a good infographic. Now I understand, creating an infographic is not as easy as it sounds, and a lot of you who are not good with graphics or designing graphics will find it extremely difficult to create a good infographic. So what I would recommend is use this tool called as Canva. It's a very simple tool, and people with little to no graphic designing experience can also create extremely good graphics on Canva. So design a nice image in Canva with a teaser, including a couple of questions that will provoke the visitors to click on the image, and that should serve the purpose of the infographic that I was talking about. Once you've done that, go ahead, post it onto Pinterest. Now, a lot of people think that Pinterest doesn't really work in niches like internet marketing. It might be true to some extent, but it is advisable that you don't completely write off Pinterest. If thoughtfully done, Pinterest can generate a lot of traffic. At least I've seen a decent amount of visitors coming onto my blog from Pinterest, and that is primarily why I recommend Pinterest to everyone. So we are done with the sixth. Now on to the seventh thing. Now this is one of the most important things that you need to do. So if you've not joined communities like Triber and Viral Content Buzz, then I would recommend that you go ahead and do it first and foremost. Services like Triber and Viral Content Buzz helps you build the buzz for your blog by networking. These communities can be extremely beneficial if you have the commitment to spend maybe a little time every day engaging with your community members on these communities. The members in these communities tweet, share, like, and pin your posts, and this way your blog posts get a lot of attention on social media sites like Twitter, Facebook, and Pinterest. Viral Content Buzz also allows posting to stumble upon, so that way also your blogs and blog posts get a lot of attention. So I would recommend that you join them immediately. You can install the Triber plugin, and once you've done that, as soon as you've published a post, the post gets automatically imported into Triber, and your community members have the option of sharing this post to their social profiles. If you engage with your community members and if your engagement is of value for the community members, your community members will then share the post. And also keep in mind that your content has to provide value and it should be worthy of sharing. If that is the case, they will surely share your post, and that should bring in a lot of attention to your blog posts. Similarly, in Viral Content Buzz, which works on a credit format, You can start a campaign as soon as you have published the post. Let it run for a couple of days and it will generate enough buzz and get a lot of traffic and attention for your blog post as soon as you've published it. Moving on to the eighth one and the final one. Now, this is something that has been spoken about a lot, but very few people do it. It is blog commenting. Now, I've gained a lot of followers and visitors by regularly commenting on a lot of blogs. This also helps in building relationship with fellow bloggers, which can also help you at a later point when you want to build an outreach program. My strategy is very simple. I am very aggressive with commenting on the day I publish a post. This helps my post gather the initial momentum required to push it into the blogosphere. And once it is there, it slowly starts to gather attention and traffic with all of the rest of the activities that we just discussed in this podcast. So, comment. Go ahead and comment. Identify about 5 to 6 blogs that you can comment on regularly. Once you've done that, keep adding at least 2 blogs to the list every day. And while you do that, also ensure that you're filtering out the ones where you see little engagement. This will slowly build up a list of about 35 to 40 odd blogs where you can comment regularly. Once you're there, maintain a regular frequency of commenting depending upon your schedules. So if your daily frequency is to comment on about 6 blogs, I would recommend that you double it on the day you publish a post. So you can comment on at least 12 blogs. Do it and you will see the difference. So those were the 8 things that you need to do immediately after you have published a blog post in order to build attention to it. I hope you've jotted down the important points and that you enjoyed this episode. Now, if you enjoyed this show, please don't forget to rate us here. It helps in the rankings for the show and will also encourage me to create even more content-filled episodes for the DK Speaks podcast. You can visit dkspeaks.com for the show notes and the links to the resources. If you like this episode, do share it with your friends by using one of the many sharing buttons available at the blog post. Don't forget to leave your comments and let me know your thoughts, feedback, and suggestions. So until the next episode, this is DK signing off on the DK Speaks podcast.